Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Our Daily Needs. Christ taught us to pray, and the first point of emphasis is on God Himself, that His name, that is His person, be reverenced. In keeping with that, He then said we should pray for the kingdom to come. As kingdom people, we should be praying for its arrival. But then He continued, showing that we also should pray about our daily needs. Matthew 6:11 says, Give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread corresponds to our daily need. This is a recognition that we are dependent upon God. Day by day, we are to depend upon God to meet our ongoing needs. In thought, it corresponds to God's daily provision of the manna in the Old Testament, Exodus 15. God provided for them one day at a time. Later in this chapter, Jesus emphasizes to take life one day at a time and not to worry. Matthew 6:33 through 34. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Seek God first, and day by day bring your needs to Him, whatever that entails, starting with the most basic need in life, such as our daily need for food. God is the ultimate provider, and we should every day recognize our dependence upon Him. It's very easy to go through the motions of saying grace and yet not be mindful of our absolute dependence upon God. In a land of plenty, it is tragically easy to lose sight of God. Deuteronomy 8, Moses, final words in effect, warning the people. Deuteronomy 8, 11 through 17, Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments, His judgments, and His statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have beautiful houses, and dwell in them. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, in which were fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that He might humble you, and that He might test you, to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, My power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. Never forget it is God who provides our daily bread. The idea of praying for God daily provision is in no way diminishes the responsibility to work. Even though God provided daily manna, they still had to go out and collect it. We are to be prayerfully dependent upon God and then act to see those prayers are answered. God often answers prayer by way of human responsibility. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, For even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone would not work, neither should he eat. Let us walk with God in daily dependence upon Him to meet our daily needs as we seek Him first. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.